Longtime civil rights activist Julian Bond and his fellow history professor Phyllis Loeffler wondered about the nature of leadership and whether it was somehow different for people who came from the Black community. They spent 14 years studying the subject, interviewing 51 prominent Black leaders, among them former Governor Doug Wilder, poet Nikki Giovanni, and choreographer Bill T. Jones. Loeffler concluded that they did not often fit the mainstream American stereotype.
You pick up any book on leadership, and it's mostly going to be about white corporate America. That's sort of our model for leaders.
Like their white counterparts, Bond says these leaders in the African-American community were molded by mainstream institutions like schools, churches, and community organizations.
A relatively large number of these men were active in the Boy Scouts and just showed me one of the paths to leadership is joining an organization that taught discipline and good behavior.
The interviews bring out moments of insight, comedy, debate, and disagreement. Bond, for example, recalled his conversation with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, archived on the website.
A justice, and I can't remember who, said years ago, if you want to get beyond race, you have to go to race.
That was Justice Blackmun.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think it means that you can't talk about remedies unless those to race, unless those remedies have some race consciousness in them.
Yeah, I don't still, you know, I've read that and read it and reread it, and I don't know. I mean, I said, how do you get wet? In order to be dry, you must be wet. I don't know that.
Professor Phyllis Loeffler says participants in the project shared some experiences, sticking with principles in the face of adversity and trying to lift as they climbed, a tenet in the African-American community.
They tell us about a style of leadership, a set of values about that are tied to their leadership, that's tied to the principle of racial uplift and reaching back into the community to help others along the way.
Other findings are included in their new book, Black Leaders on Leadership, Conversations with Julian Bond. I'm James Perla.
That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people. Passing on to others that which was passed.